Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 2 October 2023, the first broadcast for the brand new month of October. And before you know it, it'll be the first broadcast in November. That's how fast these months go by. But nonetheless, we're glad you're with us tonight. And when I say that, I really, really sincerely mean that. Whether you listen to us live or on a rebroadcast with under Tom Reed's network, a fantastic guy and a great network out in the Northwest, whether you listen on the shortwave around the country, around the world, wherever you are, internet, whatever, thank you for taking time to join us when you do. I truly, sincerely mean that. And I want to thank you for pulling us out financially last month. We're okay for this month. Now we're not in excess at all for November, but we're all okay in October. And if you help us get through November, appreciate it. But thanks for pulling us out for October's broadcast to get us a head almost above water, where we could at least get a breath of fresh air. And I want to thank Donald down in Texas, especially for his help in the ministry. But all of you, every one of you, whether he's hit $1 or $1,000, whatever it was, you helped us keep the bills paid. And that means so much to me, folks. Being a pastor and a Christian, I don't want to ever go off the air owing somebody money. Because the ones out there carrying this program and the ones who have to pay to handle the program, take care of all the things in this broadcast, including our producer Todd and all of them. And of course, Phil Hudock, taking care of them. All these people deserve what they get. They don't get that much. But thank you for helping us do that. I sincerely mean that. I'm going to start a new special this month, folks. I put together something here that I think you're going to really want to have in your home to look at, read, and share with the family. I put together a packet, a little booklet entitled, Is Christmas Christian? Many of you already enjoyed last week's broadcast. The gentleman, come on, we discussed with Tim Keyes, come on, we discussed the pagan day of Christmas, and we call Christmas. This little booklet, folks, is Christmas Christian, is vitally important if you want to know the truth. If you don't get it, because it'll upset your world, all right? And we're going to offer, I only have about three or four of these left while they last, John Weaver's book, The Christian and Civil Government. The Christian and Civil Government. Now, it's a book that's got, I think, somewhere around 200 and some pages, I believe it is, 5 or 10, it's like, The Christian and Civil Government by Pastor John Weaver. Just got a few of those left. When they are gone, I will give you something, I will offer something just as good by the same gentleman, but in a little bit different direction. So that while we have them, we have those. We want you to have, it's Christmas Christian, The Christian Civil Government, also a booklet that's about 31 pages long, entitled Warning 1965. Now, for these, this being 3 or 4 years ago, This is recorded in 1965 when our leaders of this country were meeting in 1940s and 40s and 50s to meet to deliver America into the UN to make us a one-world communist government. Now, folks, this is talk. These are men, Roosevelt, Alger Hiss, Stalin, and a bunch of them were meeting to deliver the Balkans, Eastern Europe, and Berlin to Stalin, which they did. And that's just the way it went. And it went on from there, how to form the United Nations and bring forth a one-world order, if you will. Now, this is the warning, 1965. This book is also included. And one more thing I just brought in today. Some of y'all might think this is really a shocker, but it isn't. It's an interview from Mike Whitney with interviewing Paul Craig Roberts about the so-called Civil War, the truth behind this so-called Civil War, and the man that instigated it by the name of Lincoln, who lied his way into Congress and into the presidency. Now, folks, all this in here, this is not my opinion. This is actual history. In this 30-page documentation, you'll see books there you can order also to back up what's being said in the article from historians who lived during the time of the war. Now, this is all documented facts. We've been lied to, as most of you all know, lied to about the war, about slavery, and all the other nonsense. It was all a lie, complete lie. But we got all those. It's Christmas Christian, the Christian Civil Government, warning 1965, and 30-page documentary on the real Lincoln, so to speak, in the Civil War. All that for $25. Now, yes, we're getting enough to pay postage and maybe a couple bucks left over, but that's all. $25 for all that delivered to your house. If you want that, you can call us at 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448. And tell Lisa what you want to tell them. You've got four things on special for $25. You can't remember them all. Just tell them special for October. $25 delivered to your door. I guarantee you, folks, that you'll be so thrilled. You read these things because you understand more of what's happening in this world. It's amazing how history reveals the future, isn't it? It's amazing. Now, our guest tonight, a young man named Jason Nelson. He's been on before, but I'm going to have him come on and give you a little bit of a biography for all the new listeners that don't know who Jason Nelson is. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you all, and then we're going to discuss some different things. I'm going to share with you something tonight that's going to happen tomorrow and Wednesday. It's entitled, Two Very Ominous Events That Are Going to Happen This Week. I'm going to read it to you. It's a little article. It's a little bit lengthy, but I want you to pay attention, because after we get through reading it, Jason and I are going to discuss it. Y'all can too, and a whole lot more besides this. So stay with us. And Jason, are you there?
I am here, Pastor. And if you're going to ask me to introduce myself, it's going to be one of brevity and just, you know, humbleness. So I don't know what else to say. I'm probably the most humble person I know. So that's easily, you know, going to be a hard conversation to have. But I will preface it always saying I love coming on and speaking with you, and I'm really excited about having the opportunity to have this conversation tonight. So thank you for having me on.
You're more than welcome, my friend. And you are a humble individual, and you're a straight talker, and the kind of guy that's easy to get to know. But just give the folks a little bit for new listeners a very quick synopsis of who you are, what you've done, your military escapades, and what you're doing now.
Escapades would be the right word. So, I'm a retired veteran of I'm both the Marine Corps and United States Army Special Operations. I retired last year to avoid taking the jab. On the last date in which we were eligible to stay active duty. I myself have been deployed all over the world. I've worked in civil affairs and psychological operations, which means that I've been in places that are not so much fun. But, you know, one of the things that was the reason I did that job was the opportunity to make real difference. That was to find simple solutions for complex problems. And, you know, after I retired, that analysis portion of it, we are in a great PSYOP right now. But it did tell me that there were some needs within our own communities, that the people in our, show to say people within our faith who know what's happening may not have the tools readily available to prepare themselves. And when I say prepare themselves, you can't stop the inevitability of God's creation and God's plan. However, you can be healthy and be able to save as many souls as possible on the way out the door, which is what I really believe. So I think that there's inevitable food crises coming. I do know that they intend to starve us out. So we started a company, a freeze-dried food company. We just do freeze-dried protein, just pure beef, no additives, just pasteurized pan-carved cow. And we are sending it out to people as fast as we can make it. It's at Prepperall Naturals. We get a wholecows.com, but there's a discount code on there. We, as the pastor says, we pay for the shipping and handling, the taxes. Any money left over goes right back into the mission, which is continuing the expansion of this project. And I don't mean we do donate a significant portion, but mostly to make it available to families who want to be prepared. And that's my background. And I've been all over the world and done a lot of things and met a lot of people and have a very diverse background and run for Congress and done other crazy things. But more than anything, I'm a father and a husband, and I am a believer in God's kingdom and God's promise.
Amen. Amen. And folks, I'm going to say this about the beef, and we're going to move on. He sent me a sample packet of his beef. My wife, Marsha Jean, cooked it up. Now, I'm going to tell you this with all sincerity. It is a best tasting, some of the best tasting beef, period, I've ever eaten. But for a freeze-dried product, it is the best I have ever tasted. Absolutely the best beef you sink your teeth into. And I want us to say that. I wish I had, it's tender. It's tasty, and I took a bite of it just right out of the bag. See what it tastes like. It tastes like beef, only dry. But anyway, Tommy, when you let it get, when you put it in the water, let it set for a while and boil for a while to start it, and then add what you want to it. Marsha made some, and oh my goodness gracious, I had some the next day a little bit with some fresh eggs for breakfast. It is absolutely the best freeze-dried meat you'll find anywhere, bar none. Now, I mean that. And I want you to get the number where they can call you and get tried out, if you don't mind, Jason.
Phone number. Wow, I actually do have a phone number we were just given. Hold on one moment. So if they want to try and call, if they don't want to go on the internet and use that, they can call 435-770-2730. That's 435-770-2730. And then you just tell them Pastor Butch sent them, and when they do, they'll get 15% off whatever is on there. And we'll make sure that, again, shipping and handling is free. There is no minimum order. It's just pure freeze-dried protein. It's just beef. And it's not little beef crumbles. It's actual beef. And the best part
chunks
is 10,000
chunks
calories.
Of beef.
Yeah.
Chunks of beef.
And it's... hand carved, and it's sous vide and pasteurized, and it's there's just nothing in there but cow, and you can do what you'd like with it, and I think it holds up well against it would hold up well against something that just came out the supermarket shelf by far.
I agree.
I think compared to anything else people think for prep, but yeah, that's not we agreed to get that out of the way because that's not why I call why we were meeting tonight.
Right, exactly.
A lot that's
exactly
happened the last time we talked.
Oh my, but I do want to share that. I didn't want to share about the beef because I mean, if I didn't know it was the best, I wouldn't even mention it, folks. But again, 435.
No, you called me. I believe you. Okay. I believe you called me. Yeah,
but
435-770-2730. Just give them a call and let them know. And like I said, say Pastor Butch sent you out there, and I'll take 15% off whatever the total is.
All right. That is so generous, and thank you for doing that. Thanks for the listeners. I mean, the listeners appreciate it, and I do, too. And I know it's going to take a second to read this. At least I want to get most of it, Jason, because this is serious. Two very ominous events that are coming to happen, is going to happen this week. This is by Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog, very good writer. You only practice for something.
The article, please read it.
Yeah. You only practice for something if you think that there is a distinct chance, a decent chance that it will actually happen. This week, two tests will be conducted that sound rather ominous. The first of these tests will happen in Russia on Tuesday. Folks, that's tomorrow. Vladimir Putin has ordered the very first nationwide nuclear attack exercise in the entire history of the country, and that is making headlines all over the globe. Russia will stage its first nationwide nuclear attack exercise across 11 time zones. That's how big Russia is, folks, in preparation for a potential nuclear war. It is scheduled to take place on October 3rd and will see Vladimir Putin's regime present the West as a nuclear aggressor. If Vladimir Putin was entirely convinced that there is zero chance that a nuclear war will happen, he would not have ordered these drills. Obviously, he believes that there is at least a remote possibility that the conflict in Ukraine could spark a nuclear war. It is being reported that this exercise will assume that martial law has been introduced in Russia, that a nuclear attack by the Western powers would destroy up to 70% of Russian housing. The one-day nuclear attack exercise, which has only ever been done region by region, would include preparation for the destruction of up to 70% of Russian housing stock and life support facilities. It was assumed the scenario that martial law has been introduced in Russia and that it has gone through full mobilization. But that doesn't mean that most of the Russian population would die during such an attack. Russia has built, now listen folks, listen to this. Russia has built more than 16,000 nuclear shelters, and some of them can hold vast numbers of people. Here in the United States, we have one. It is in the Seattle area. At that time, it built and could hold about 200 people. In November 1962, only a month after the Cuban crisis, missile crisis, excavation of a shelter in Seattle began. It was expected to be the first of several fallout shelters across the U.S., but ended up being the only one built in the country. And, of course, the U.S. is not likely to hold a nationwide nuclear exercise attack anytime soon because the leaders have fooled themselves into thinking that the Russians would never dare fire their missiles at us. But just last week, thousands of Russians were involved in extensive nuclear combat drills. The combat drills took place in the Sherdlovsk region on Thursday and saw 3,000 Tajil Rocket Division soldiers being trained on the highest degrees of combat readiness, according to RadarOnline.com. Video footage of the nuclear missile division combat drills was shown on the Russian Defense Ministry TV channel. The clip shows thousands of soldiers training in Yars thermonuclear intercontinental ballistic missiles, feared throughout the world because of their massive 6,835-mile range. If both sides continue to escalate matters in Ukraine, this is where things are eventually heading, said the Russian, and the Russians realize this. Unfortunately, our leaders in the Western world just don't seem to get it. If push comes to shove, the Russians will use their nuclear weapons. In fact, many prominent voices inside Russia are already encouraging Vladimir Putin to go in that direction. Here is just one example. The rhetoric was raised by loyalist MP and Army Commander Lieutenant Andrei Gurlov, who demanded Putin be ready to use nuclear weapons. Our strategic capability is our nuclear triad, he said. This is what is designed for the landmass. Now, pay attention, folks. This is very important. This is what is designed for the landmass of the United States of America. This is specifically for them. And they know very well that after that there will be no United States of America. After that, there will be no United States of America. We will 100% inflict an unacceptable defeat on the USA. They know that. If our leaders had any sense, they would be looking for a peaceful way out of this mess while it's still possible. Because Ukraine is not going to defeat Russia, and the Russians are not going to back down. Last week, it was being reported that Putin has decided to bring in another 130,000 conscripts this fall. And, folks, I'm not going to read all that. I won't take time for that. We are rapidly approaching a point of no return to Russia, and so we should sit down and talk while we can. The second ominous event that I wanted to discuss is a nationwide emergency alert test that will happen just one day after the Russian conduct their nationwide nuclear attack exercise. On Wednesday afternoon, televisions, radios, and phones all over the entire country will suddenly come alive at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready to not freak out. On Wednesday, October 4th at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time, every TV, radio, and cell phone in the United States should blare out this distinctive, jarring, electronic warning tone of emergency alert. It's a test, only a test. Officially, the trial is called the Nationwide Emergency Alert Test. You know it's a test and not a national emergency because it's accompanied by an explanation of the test. Even if your phone is set to silent mode, you will still hear a very loud alarm. The alerts include a series of loud alarms meant to attract attention. These will go off even if devices are set to silent mode. The test will last for about 1 minute on radio and television, and cell phones should receive the alert within a half hour of the test starting. The test system will broadcast a message reading, "This is the test." The National Wireless Emergency Alert Systems, no action needed. A translated message will be delivered for those whose language is set to Spanish. So does this mean that something really bad will happen on Wednesday? Probably not. They are telling us that this is just a test, and hopefully that's all it is. But they are obviously practicing because they believe that there's a reason to do so. Now, folks, Russia tomorrow, huge test. Wednesday, we're doing this test. And I've heard other things coming in, Jason, about this test could trigger certain elements of the people that got the jab because of spatial frequencies put out through this test. I don't know that to be true. I know personally, on Wednesday at about 2 o'clock, I'm turning my phone off. I'm not turning it back on to after 3 o'clock. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to be away from any computers. I don't be on any radios. I don't want to even hear it. I don't care. I'm out with cattle, moving hay or something. I'll not be in the house while this is going on. Now, that's how I feel about it. Jason, what do you think?
Well, I mean, Pastor, that's a huge article to unpack. I mean, let's walk our way backwards through it. So when you're talking about this nationwide test they're doing, this isn't the first time, and there's enough Hollywood out there to push enough theories that people can make it sound plausible. The fact of the matter is that I've always stood by the fact that the harm done by the mRNA jabs, predominantly 20% of the harm would be done early on, and we saw that in excess death statistics. And then we're going to see it over the next 5 years with the excess cancers, and we're going to see it with the lowered motility, the sperm count in men, the infertility in women, where these spike proteins have congregated in the reproductive organs of those who unwittingly or unknowingly or idiotically took the jabs. That said, as far as testing this out, I think what people need to realize is two things. There's two schools of thought. Number one, prior to the pandemic in 2019, they had a very large gathering in which people ran through the very scenario of a pandemic, of a coronavirus spreading from Europe and becoming respiratory, which was not something that was at the time common in the way it was spreading. So in other words, I would beware anyone who starts to tell you they're preparing for an emergency because, again, anyone who wants to offer you a solution to a problem they've created is somebody you should be worried about. But at the same time, I think it's important to look at when you talk about hosting a test like that, from a psychological standpoint, we have to ask ourselves, what are our people preparing us for? Is this being done? There's a million ways. Let's just say this was being done to set people into the mindset that it was a possibility. Remember, between a limited isolated nuclear exchange or a full-on MAD, which is a mutually assured destruction, either way, a nuclear holocaust of any type is a holocaust. Any nuclear missile fired lands anywhere is a holocaust. So when we say that, you got to go, okay, why are they preparing you for that? Are they saying it because they want us to be scared of Russia and continue to give Ukraine money? Well, I would say provoking a nuclear power would not be, unless we have a strategy in which to win, then why would we be fighting them? I'm not taking sides in it. I'm saying if you don't have a strategy to win and that person has nuclear weapons, then what you're doing is you're backing them into a corner into one of two possibilities. They fire the missiles or they don't. And they allow themselves to be slaughtered. And since no one's going to allow that, especially not the Russians, then we got to ask ourselves, what's our strategy here? So this is raising awareness. So then what are they asking, that Trump is going to destabilize it? Well, they spent the last how many years accusing Trump of being in collusion with Vladimir Putin? What better guy to keep him from going to nuclear war, right? or you could say that Biden's need, again, I think it's more about running more money through the Ukraine and more Ukrainians and Russians through the meat grinder than it is any real war. But I think that this is, like, from a psychological operation standpoint, I would be doing this just to remind people that it's a possibility. It gets people talking about it. More importantly, it keeps people from talking about things like money that Biden may or may not have taken from foreign countries. It keeps them from talking about all sorts of things. So these conversations, it's not outside the realm to add some conspiracy theories when there have been so many conspiracies. But at the same time, I might look outside the box and think about who they are really trying to affect here.
Well, you know, that boy, you said a mouthful. And I mean, Russia doing that tomorrow is not a coincidence. I don't believe it's a coincidence at all. I don't believe in coincidences. That you're doing tomorrow and we're doing something Wednesday. And whether this is something to trigger anything with the COVID jab or not, I really don't know. I've heard both ways. I really don't know, but play it safe. If you got the jab, and I'm gonna play it safe. I never got the jab. Play it safe. Don't worry about it. Just do something else. But the point of it is this: it's happening. It's happening in Russia, and here it's happening. One day the next. There's something going on here that maybe we don't know about. And you know, Jason, we are seeing this war with Ukraine and Russia escalate every day. I mean, I just tell you that Biden's getting ready to draft some more men. They raised the age limit to 30 now from 27. We know the Ukraine's taking anything that can breathe and putting it on the front lines, and the casualties are unbelievable. We know that some of the ones in the House and Congress are finally deciding, hey, we don't want to give any more money to Ukraine. God bless them for that. We're seeing so many things come down now that this is going to heat up a lot more than we considered. And on top of that, Jason, we're seeing people struggling to pay their bills. I just bought a 5-pound sack of potatoes today at a local produce market. You want to take a shot at how much that was?
$10.
Not far off. $7. $7 for a 5-pound of potatoes. $7. Over a dollar a pound. Now, they say, well, that's no big deal. Go ahead.
Well, unlike a lot of your guests, I can tell you that I've trained Ukrainians. I've deployed teams in Ukraine. I've been in JMRC. That's the training box over there where we put brigade on brigade elements. I've worked with a lot of our Latvian, Polish, Romanian partners to prepare for this type of conflict with Russia. There was always this fear that this would happen, that they would gobble up little countries. But those are NATO allies. You know, what's happening in Ukraine right now is far more complex than that. I don't want to see anyone die. I really genuinely mean that. I mean either side. There's a very few people in this world that I wish death upon.
Hang on through the break, please. Don't go away, Jason. Folks, try the break with your phone call next half hour, as always. 844-769-2944. Hitch up your panties, boys and girls. It's going to get rough in the very near future.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we got back ready again. We're talking to Jason Nelson. And I'm going to tell you about this young man. Well, he's 45 years old. He's still a young man in my book. I'm 30 years old, and he is. His wisdom is amazing for his age, because he's been around a lot, he's seen a lot, and he knows a little bit what's happening in the world because he's been there, and he knows what's going behind the scenes a lot of times, and people sometimes have a hard time grasping the fact. Folks, I'm going to say this about your guest. I'm going to say this, though. Everything created was created from the spirit side, because God is spirit. Everything was created from the spiritual side. Everything we see manifest in the world today, in the flesh, was originated in the spiritual side of man or demons or whatever. What we're seeing happen now is a push for the mind, the control of mind of men, to move them in any direction that they see fit to move them. This is all a mind game, which eventually ends up controlling the heart and the soul of people. And that's what the whole beast system is all about. That's why you offer little books like Warning 1965, so you can look back and see the plans. That's why you offer a book on the so-called Civil War and how we were deceived in that. Folks, people have been manipulated since the Garden, and it's gotten worse over centuries. So mind what we're telling you, like, this is going to happen. Now, as you heard Jason say, preparedness maybe for an alien invasion. Who knows which way that could go? Preparedness maybe for a nuclear war. Economically, things are falling apart. Morally, things are falling apart. Jason, I say this seriously, humbly, but I say it, we're in a hell of a mess, aren't we?
I think we are. I think that what we need to come to terms with is, I'm not here to tell people, I always tell people, I'm not here to tell you which faith and what exact doctrine you should believe. I'm not here to say that. I can say, look at facts for yourself. You know, just like the book of Genesis lines up with the Big Bang Theory. Well, you know, look around you. The book of Revelation is happening around you. If you don't believe that, it's okay.
That's very true.
A lot
very
of people
true.
At different times could have said that. In World War II, you could have said that. I couldn't imagine what the unleashing of the atom bomb was. But I will tell you that we were at no point there as godless as we are right now.
Amen.
Anything, we were more united under a banner of God than at that point. And that's all of Judaism, Christendom, even Muslims were united against in many places the threat of communism and fascism. But we, which is godlessness, and we have fallen so far from that, whether it be from the pursuit of riches, the pursuit of false safety, but we've given up our individual liberty, we've given up our individual freedom, we've given up our individual legacy, important, the family. We've been told to completely alter in less than one generation the complete makeup of our nuclear family, and then, which has created so many societal problems, we try to act as though we need to create solutions for those societal problems. It's like giving somebody the wrong medication and then saying we need to give you another medication to combat the side effects of that medication, but in reality what we should do is take you off all the medication altogether and just remind you of what leading a normal life is. And that's not to say that there aren't going to be non-traditional sects or non-traditional. I mean, God, goodness, if you tried to ask a Baptist if you thought a Catholic was leading a normal life, they'd tell you they were crazy. And that's just the reality. But doesn't have to be any one thing. And but that said, here's where we're at. Look around. Does it look to you like we are in a place where we are winning, where we are leading as a Christian nation, where we have Christian nations leading in general, where we have the fight for individual, I mean, your free agency is what makes you a person who has a pathway to eternal life. And without that free agency, what Satan originally wanted, remember, there is no pathway to eternal life. We are not unique creatures in God's kingdom. God's kingdom is vast and stretches for all of eternity. And so I think that what would I think as I look around, I think, well, it's time to start saving as many people as possible. And we save people not by necessarily preaching doom, but by showing light. Where right now there is doom all around them, we show them the candle in the darkness. Where we provide and where we sustain and where we give people at times when they're trying to survive, we give them a chance to thrive and we show them a little hope. And that's all it takes for them to see that God does exist, that evil, no matter where it is, will not win in the end. And those are important things. And I think that requires us Christians to sustain ourselves. I think we need to grow our victory gardens. I think we need to start preparing and start treating it like you would any long-term siege, because that's what we're headed for. It's a war in which most of you are civilians, and you'll be in a siege mode, and you'll take in people who are in flight, who are unsure. Many of us will be turned out by turncoats, and we'll be sacrificed to the heathens just for our beliefs, but we will save so many souls and so many people the longer we can sustain ourselves. And I think that's what we need to start seeing the message as. I think it's no longer, it's not doom and gloom anymore. I offer hope, and that is the hope that we get to do the one mission that God asked for us, and we can do it with our head held high and devote full time to that mission because that's all there is left.
I agree. I totally agree. You know, folks, when we bring this news to you, we're trying our best to get you to see the times we live in. People look at me, sometimes, Jason, and said, well, you've been on radio over almost 31 years, been preaching well over 40 years. How do you handle all this? How do you cope with all of what that you know and the Lord's showing you? And I say this, the reason I do it is because the Lord has shown me. He has spoken to me. He has given me the strength and the hope. Death doesn't scare me. That's a big factor right there. And, you know, in Hebrews chapter 2, says that Christ came to take away the fear of death. If you're not afraid of dying, there's not much left to scare you. I mean, you know, there really isn't. I mean, no one wants to live through suffering and pain, obviously. But our Savior did that for us on the cross. Sure, we can live for him a few years down here. But when you take away that fear, and you read the book, you know who wins in the end. All these things happening only to prepare people, to get people to prepare themselves what's coming spiritually, mentally, and physically. That's what we're here for, folks. We are, in my opinion, America's on the verge of a civil war, and I don't mean a civil war like we used to call civil war. I'm talking about many different factions, maybe 15, 20 different factions fighting among themselves. Homosexuals against moral people, baby murders against those who want to stop it. And on and on and on. We go with many factions. We've been divided in factions, black against whites, whites against Hispanics. We've been divided on purpose, divide and conquer. So make sure your heart is right with Christ. Let people know who Christ is and what he can do for you. Let him know what he's done for you personally and the peace that you live in your heart. But these things are for real. There's no point in kidding ourselves, folks. We're heading down a bad road. Our nation, our nation. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to add, but you brought up one valid point. You know, division is where they're going to go, is sowing discord. You've seen them do it with race. And one of the things that we have to remember very importantly is, although I always say to every single person that there is no such thing as being aware, self-aware, and being educated about the risks when you expose yourself to new people. But I will say that the less division we have, the less that we fight with the moderate Muslims that live, you know, in the community next to us, the less we fight with the black community that's within a white community, and the more we sit here and realize that, hey, they are trying to divide us, and we share that message, the more likely we are to stand stronger. Because, you know, that's one of the things that we did see, I saw during actually the pandemic. It's funny that a lot of people, I use air quotes with pandemic, although there was a broad spectrum of people who were calling for the heads of everyone who ran against the mantra, in the end you saw that it was actually a broad swath of minority communities, of religions, groups that aren't normally as vocal. It all stood together as one tapestry, and they really did hold the line when it was most important, them and a very, very few elected officials. And so there is some strength in that as well, because that is going to be the number one goal, is going to be to divide us. And they'll divide us by limited resources, by Maslow's hierarchy of needs. They're going to go after our food and water next.
Absolutely. And by the way, you're living proof of the stand against the vaccination, obviously. And people united with you, I'm sure, that you wouldn't necessarily call Christian believer, but they stood with you because you were right on this issue. So, yeah, that's a very good point. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Iowa and talk to Jan. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. I have some news, and then I have a few questions for your guest. Pfizer Permanente, who is the top medical provider in Colorado and California, but also Southwest Washington, Oregon, the Mid-Atlantic states, starting October 4th through the 7th, they are going on strike. You will not be able to get any of your regular medical treatment those 3 days. The fourth is 4 days. And then for Washington, D.C. and Virginia, it's one day, October the 4th. If they don't settle the differences over the number of people they get to help out, you know, work there with the company by the 4th, they are going on strike. They sent an email to someone I know who has Kaiser Permanente insurance saying this exact thing. And the Mid-Atlantic states are New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland.
Mm-hmm. I know this is true. I've heard from this already. Yes, this is coming.
You've got corroboration that this is going to go on.
That's what they're saying is coming. Yes.
Okay. Now, for the subject we're talking about, it's not going to be just the United States that has the countrywide drill or the EBS system drill. It's also going to be Canada, and I heard today it's going to be India. mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And then as far as the shot, I told you Saturday that they aerosolized it, so they don't have to give you a jab anymore. They can just spray it.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're going to do that in every place they possibly can. Who knows? Maybe from mm-hmm. a chemtrail. Any comments to that, Jason?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not. There's many ways in which to distribute that someone could go about distributing anything that they would want put inside your body. I've gone through numerous courses on biological and chemical warfare, and I can say that it's not implausible, but it's not as unnoticeable. Remember that many of these vaccines, when they first were initiated, you saw a higher percentage of myocarditis, other things like that. During the summertime would be a less than ideal time for them to put it out for multiple reasons, not including temperature and also sunlight. And then more importantly, if you were going to make it obvious, getting a bunch of people who are out exercising in the summer and killing them off is not exactly the best way to be subtle. Remember, they can't do this all at once. If that is the plan, and if that is in case what is happening, and I say if, because I think you should always preface that with an if, but if that is the plan, then I do believe that you're going to see it in phases. And right now, I think, again, taking a look at population statistics and excess deaths. So babies, cancer rates, and excess deaths, those are the three things that I'd be paying attention to over the next, we're in year 2.5 right now. So over the next half a year to 2.5 years, I think those are going to be the key numbers that are going to show, that are going to be the scary, scary ones that people start to really examine.
Okay.
So you think we're in the two and a half year period of the final seven. And I think we're on six going into seven.
Okay.
No, I'm just talking about with this vaccine.
With the vaccine? He's talking about the vaccine.
Oh, the vaccine. Okay. Yeah, I think we're closer to the end than people think we are. But that's my opinion.
Oh, I think we are closer to the end than people get prepared for.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the Ukrainian, you said Ukraine. Right.
Go ahead, Jan.
There's no reason to be scared of it. We know, what the end is. End is home. End is back with God again.
Amen.
But, I was going to say about the Ukrainians that you trained, because they're saying now that Russia has a radio frequency that Ukrainians are using, and not just a few, whole companies, to surrender to the Russians. Have you heard anything like that?
Yes, I've heard that, too. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I have heard that.
No, so my only insight outside of the movement of legal arms throughout Poland and Romania, outside of that, my sole contacts within Ukraine right now are all with abandoned state orphanages. That's orphanages that had children with special needs on dialysis, that sort of thing. So other than my connection to that group of people, I've sort of remained neutral and remain away from that. I got to be really blunt with everyone when I say that the other people I've met who you would want to upset in the world, Ukrainians and Russians, are not usually the people you want coming to your back door looking for you.
No. Okay. No, you don't want them after you. No, them or the United States government.
good questions. Anything else,
Jan?
I'm not scared of the United States government. They've already tried to come for me.
Okay. Uh-huh. Anything else, Jan? Anything else?
No, I think that's enough. Don't you fast truck.
Good question. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 844-769-2944. In many areas, Jason, you've had a lot more experience than I've had. You serving in the military like you did. I was in the military in the Air Force during Vietnam, 61, 70, 71. I didn't see a lot of things you've seen. I've seen nothing. I know that we were wrong and we were used as puppets, and I know that for a fact. But that's not the point. The question I'm going to ask you is this. with the background you have and what you've seen happen and what you've helped do, how far along do you think how close do you think we could be to an all-out war with Russia? I'm talking about the NATO and us and the and Western Alliance. How close do you think we might be to that?
Oh, 3 months.
3 months.
They won't want to see Russia. So here's the thing: you're not going to get a land war into Russia. So either Russia's either has to make an excursion, a push. They're going to do anything. They got to do it with enough time to pull back to Russia and get ready to lick their wounds, and be willing to nuke the neighboring areas and say, if you do it, what are you going to do? Nuke Moscow? You're going to kill millions of people because we nuked some farmland? Is that what you're going to do? I mean, that's what the question's going to come down to. I mean, right? So, I mean, look, if you're going to play nuclear chicken, you got to realize that who you're playing with and what people stand to lose. And the more you back people into a corner, now I'm not picking sides here. I think that Zelensky is a puppet, and I think Putin's a bad guy. It doesn't mean that we need to be killing a bunch of Russians and Ukrainians. That's not a good thing. It's not good that we have people of all NATO nations being killed in Ukraine right now. It's not good that we have threats from Zelensky that the civilians that are now, you know, displaced and put inside of other European nations are likely to riot in the event that we force appeasement between Russia and Ukraine. But now when you have Zelensky sitting here saying that he will not accept any compromise whatsoever on the border, that they want all of their land or nothing. So in other words, they're not going to give Russia what Russia wants, and Russia's not going to back down. So that's just, what, a meat grinder? That was until somebody's going to eventually cross a line. And there will be a line crossed, and I wouldn't be surprised to see it be a PSYOP again. Would I put it beyond the Ukrainians to gas themselves so that they could blame Russia? Absolutely not. These are the same people who blew up their own pipeline.
Interesting. And I believe that the U.S. blew the pipeline. That's just my opinion. Of course, that would benefit Ukraine either way on that, I'm sure. Folks, I can't believe the phone's
been quiet. It was us that did it, but it was a Ukrainian. It was a Ukrainian flagged mission. You can't have
okay.
The U.S.
I got
do
you
it
mean.
Even
yes,
under possible
yes,
deniability.
Yes,
but no.
Yes.
Yeah, no, there's no, they don't, like, they lack the, you're talking about the kind of technology that they don't have.
Exactly.
They weren't, you know, nobody just fired a torpedo at a Nord Stream pipeline. And again, I'm not a crazy, look, none of what I'm saying is an insane thing, and I'm a person who has stood in the gate, heck, you as you know, and I don't want to get into it, but even as recently as 6 weeks ago, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of saying what's right or what's doing what's right. And none of what I'm saying is classified or hidden. It's just a reality. We are in a war right now that we have no business being in. It was a border skirmish between Russia and Ukraine that would have stopped right there when, and I'm not saying Russia wouldn't felt emboldened to go for more. But I can tell you that we significantly have depleted a lot of the world's artillery, and we've done it over a very short period of time in a very small place in a time when munitions are made completely differently. I do not believe we are prepared for a real war with China over Taiwan, which means that we're going to sacrifice Taiwan.
Yes.
And that means that all of this, between that and the Earth agenda that's set forth, we'll have no access to rare earth minerals. We'll have an electric grid that's easily susceptible to an EMP and vehicles that won't be able to operate, which makes everyone dependent on the government. You want to talk about a civil war between factions? Even if you didn't have a civil war, the only thing you would have afterwards would be an authoritarian police state.
Very well said. But the first thing you said, though, you said 3 to 4 months. If that doesn't get our attention, I don't know what's going to. I mean, I really don't know what else to say to that. We're seeing so many things happen, and I am not a scholar in many different areas. But I do study. I do study scripture, history, and current events of time altogether. I can see now the hand of powers that be that got us in the Ukrainian war. Same one got us in the Korean War, the Vietnam War, all these uncalled for wars that we should have never had a part in, but we did. To line some rich man's pocket and put more control with the nations on what we call the New World Order. We're seeing it happen. And this little book I'm offered, Warning 1965, covers that issue, in fact, as how they're going to use wars to ensnare people. And they've done it very effectively, Jason. They really have. I mean, they pulled us in and sucked us in time after time after time in the wars that we had no business being in, including World War II. All this was done on purpose to drain the United States and bring us more into control of the thumbs of the world elite. And we know that they divide the world up after World War II and promise certain ones this and some that, and that's how they did it. This is what we're involved in today, only on a much larger scale. We're down with the last 2 minutes, 3 minutes here. What do you want to tell the people personally? And if this were your last chance to talk to people, what would you want to tell them?
Well, my team keeps telling me I'm the worst salesperson for my own product, and because I keep telling everybody, look, I don't care how you're prepared. I don't care how you're prepared. I don't care what agreements you've made. I don't care if it's kidney beans and a water purifier. I need you to understand it is coming. Be prepared. If you can afford it and you can get protein for your family, I'd love you to come to Whole Cows. I'd love you to come over to Whole Cows and get some of our product. We're proud of it. We know what we sell it for. We know why we sell it. We know what we do. We know where the cows come from. I walk with them, and I stand behind them, and it's something that my family will depend upon. But more important to me, more important than anything, is that people understand what your mission is, that God wants you to be prepared, that God does want you to be strong and to be able to spread his message. And if you don't have that, if you don't understand that, and if you don't go forward with that mindset, then I have to ask you, what is your plan? Is it just to ride out the apocalypse until God calls you forward? Because I don't think that's what God's commandments to you were. And we know that we're supposed to be strong Christian warriors. So be strong Christian warriors.
Right on the money. I was to say, folks, again, Jason Nelson, and I will say this again. He did not do the program tonight, as you already noticed, to discuss his product. We didn't do that tonight to discuss product. But I will tell you with everything in me, if you want some freeze-dried meat, that is not only pure protein good for you, but the best taste you're going to find anywhere in freeze-dried meat, you call Jason about his Whole Cow business at 435-770-2730 435-770-2730 Mention our name here in the ministry. You'll save 15% off the top. So every $100 you order, you'll save $15. And if nothing else, try again, call and get one packet, a sample packet. And if I've lied to you, you call me, I'll give money back to you. That's about as fair as I can get. That's how I'm impressed him with it. And I mean it with all my heart. Jason, I want to thank you for all you do and for the stand you take. Thanks for being with us and sharing your mind tonight. And let's keep in touch, okay?
Pastor, the standing invitation at any point, I thank you and your family for reaching out to me in my family's times recently of trouble. And thank you for your audience and prayer.
God
thank
bless you.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Well, God bless my friend. Folks, see you tomorrow night. You have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.